Okay, this is DJ Badger with KZSC 88.1 FM. It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. And joined with me today are two members of the UCSC Ice Hockey Club. Would you mind introducing yourselves?
Hey guys, my name is Cole. I'm the president of the club.
And my name is Jesper, and I'm the vice president of the club.
Cool. So would you guys mind telling me a little bit about how, like, you started getting involved with the club and how you started playing ice hockey in general?
Yeah. So my past in the sport, I'm originally from Arizona. So I'm kind of used to playing hockey in a place where it's not really, like, known for the sport. Came over to Santa Cruz. We originally had a club back in 2017 all the way until 2020, but the pandemic caused it to collapse. So the entire freshman year, just kind of didn't really have a club or doing anything. But then I actually ran into Jesper, and we were just kind of talking, and we realized that there were actually people on campus that wanted to play hockey again. There were people that came, thought there was a club, but didn't know it disassembled. So yeah, me and Jesper, we put in the work towards the end of our freshman years, and we were able to form the club during that summer going into sophomore year. And yeah, it's been like that since.
Kind of similar to Cole, I'm also from a place where hockey was not a very common sport to play. I'm from Los Angeles, but my family is from Sweden, so I grew up playing since I was very young and have played all around. And since then, I came to Santa Cruz just like Cole, and the same thing. I came here thinking that there was going to be a hockey team here, and then we realized, oh no, the team doesn't seem to exist anymore. So yeah, during the end of freshman year, being a sophomore year, me and Cole worked to put a team together, and we were able to get our first season last season with very few guys, and we made a hockey team work with probably around 10 guys. Playing teams of 20 plus 15, 20 guys. And it was difficult, but it was the only way you could build a sports club from scratch, you know?
So when you're saying like 10 guys in a hockey team is relatively small, how many people are playing in a game at any given moment?
So, I mean, on the ice, there's 5 players and a goalie. So, and usually, I mean, when you talk about big leagues and just normal teams, you want to have around 20 guys on a roster. That way you have about 3 subs per person, because, I mean, I don't think people really know how taxing it is out there skating up and down the ice. It just constant starts and stops really gets you winded and everything. So, yeah, playing with 10 guys, it's definitely been a lot of adversity, but I think we've kind of turned it into learning points and kind of using the adversity as a good thing. It's brought us a lot closer as a team, really got to know each other's playing style. Each game we just constantly improve. And I feel player numbers is just something you can't really do too much about it. You're only going to bring as many people that want to play. But we're really excited for the future of the club. We seem to be wrangling in more people every single year with enrollment. And, yeah, super excited about the future.
Nice. And another thing, too, that I was sort of curious about is you guys were both talking about how, like, this club was kind of a revival. And, like, it kind of took both of you guys to kind of bring this club back from what it was. Was ice hockey the club here at UC Santa Cruz, did it have like a big history? Does it have a super long history at this school? Has it always been like sort of on and off? Like, what's sort of the history of that? And like, what was the process of you guys like looking back and starting to like reform the club?
Yeah, well, the history of ice hockey in Santa Cruz is very little, mostly for the reason that there's no ice hockey rink in Santa Cruz. There apparently used to be a couple roller hockey rinks, so I know of people that would go play roller hockey throughout their lives. I believe there was one in Scotts Valley. And I guess from there, no one really had a desire to build a rink in Santa Cruz, which is funny because I personally feel like Santa Cruz is one of the most perfect hockey towns, at least in the West Coast, to have a hockey rink. But regarding the team, before 2016, we don't know, or 2017, we don't know too much about what was going on. But we do know that there was at least another small group of guys, I think about 3-4 guys that wanted to play hockey. So they were able to build a team and they got also a small group. I feel like the team never ever had more than 13, 14, 15 guys max, which is still more than we had, so I guess it was a little better off. But they were able to keep it going for a couple years, and they got some pretty cool jerseys out of it too, with these old designs that they used. But what I do know is that the old team used to practice in Redwood City around 12:30 to 2 a.m. once or maybe even twice a week. So they would drive the hour and a half drive to Redwood City, get back to Santa Cruz around 4 a.m. and they all loaded in someone's minivan, and somehow they all survived like that for hockey seasons, and we're still winning games and playing great. So today that's changed a bit. Now with the help of the athletic department and a lot of other people, they do have vans, which sometimes we get, sometimes we don't get. Obviously depends on availability, and that's been like a whole situation on its own to get from where we practice now in San Jose and Santa Cruz and back. So we practice at Sharks Eye San Jose right now, which is an upgrade from last year too. When we first started the team, we practiced at Cupertino Ice, which was a very small old ice rink that was actually not even the full size ice rink that we play games on. So it's growing in that way. So yeah, throughout the past history, it's been a very three different places we've played in, all still pretty far away from Santa Cruz.
Yeah, wow. So that takes a lot of dedication to be playing and not getting home until 4 a.m. That's pretty intense, but that also says something about the dedication of the team. That's pretty insane. Wow, okay. So how often does the team now currently practice? You know, you're talking about making trips to San Jose, making trips to Cupertino, just to be able to go out and practice. So I guess I have two questions. One, how often do you guys practice? How often do you guys go out and do this? And then two, what's like typical for an ice hockey team? Like say there was an ice hockey rink in Santa Cruz, what would the like practices per week look like? Would it be the same? Would it be different?
Yeah, so we practice once a week. We actually have practices every Wednesday out in San Jose. And even though we're not doing the midnight to 2 a.m., we do practices don't start until 9:30. And so by the time we're wrapped up with everything, and by the time we get back into Santa Cruz, you're looking at like pushing 1 a.m. So still some definitely late nights, but it did, like you said, the perseverance of all the team has been really nice. Really, I love the dedication that we got out of even if it's a small group. I'm glad that all the boys are dedicated. But as far as if we were to have a rink here, like the practice, I mean, obviously, I think we would get a couple more practice slots in during the week, able to work more on systems and certain playmaking skills, where when you only have the one ice time a week, you're kind of trying to smush everything into this 1 hour slot of ice. So, it would be a blessing. It's still our dream. But, you know, at least me and Jasper don't really have the funds to make a rink here. So,
and speaking on the rink, we did get, Cole got contacted last year of someone that reached out to us from Sharks Eye saying that they wanted to build a rink in Santa Cruz. And we're like, oh my God, do it. Like, pick Santa Cruz. Let's do Santa Cruz. And then a couple months later, we got the text that they chose Gilroy over Santa Cruz.
Wow.
I guess there's more hockey players in Gilroy or something, but, so there's no future rink in Santa Cruz, at least as of we know of now, but hopefully one day there will be.
Yeah, that's so interesting that they ended up choosing Gilroy over Santa Cruz. Do you guys have any idea of, like, why that decision was made? Like, is there more demand in Gilroy, or maybe there was, like, some deal going on or something? That's really confusing. Yeah, that's pretty strange.
I personally have no idea. My only idea would be it's kind of closer to like San Jose area, so more of just like an expansion of the bay. But
I do spend a lot of time in Gilroy on the weekends and during the week too, and what I've seen from and heard from other people is that a lot of people, for example, from Silicon Valley are liking to move down there, and I feel like they might bring the hockey with them.
That's fair. Yeah, I think it would make sense that there's like a very specific demographic that is very into ice hockey. And I would imagine, you know, I'm not like a real estate expert, but I would imagine that prices in Gilroy are probably a lot cheaper, and it's less expensive to build a rink in Gilroy than in Santa Cruz, given how difficult it is to build or make any sort of property in Santa Cruz. So yeah, I guess that could definitely play into it. I also wanted to ask you guys a little bit about just from your experience playing with the hockey club so far, and some of your favorite experiences and some of, like, your best memories that you've had.
Yeah, I mean, so far we haven't really had, like, a winning record, and that does kind of take a toll on, like, it usually takes a toll on the morality of the team. But one thing that I really love about this squad that we have put together is each game we just kind of see it as a learning experience. Even after the rough games where we're getting hammered by several goals, we come off the ice and all the boys are still heads are high. We're focused more on the positives of the game. So that's been really good just going throughout the season, knowing that the guys aren't ever going to be discouraged. But as far as a couple moments, I mean, we've had some really close games where we've come really close to winning just by like a goal or two. And just seeing that little, I guess you could say, like, that chance that we have, like, we're one piece away from having a very successful program. And I feel like that's only going to come very soon within the next couple of months and hopefully the next season.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll be honest, I've never played a harder hockey game in my life on this team. For those that don't know too much about hockey, how a game works is you have five guys on the ice, and usually those guys will skate for a minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes max on, like, a normal full team, preferably on the lower side, and then they'll get, like, a two, three, sometimes five-minute break. But for our team, with minimal guys we have, sometimes we're playing games with 8, 9, 10 guys. That time on the ice gets close to 5 minutes, and that breaks gets close to 1 minute, 2 minutes. So you can picture it as, like, say you sprint 100 meters on a track, and then you just go back and do it again with maybe a five-second break, and just do that until your body can't do it anymore is kind of how it feels like, which personally for me has been a very humbling and a very great feeling to leave a game looking like you took a shower in your own sweat.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think that just, like, adds another dimension of difficulty, especially since, like, I think a lot of people are likely less conditioned maybe when they're playing club in college versus like the shape you're in high school. And I'm sure having a very little amount of subs just kind of adds to that. But I guess it does force those who are playing to get conditioned. You have no other option.
Yeah, no, I honestly, my conditioning has never been better. I mean, I come off these 5 minute shifts and I'll be winded for like 30 seconds, but then just right back at it. And I honestly think that it's been kind of a stronger point for us, is we're able to last longer against teams. Like, sure, other teams with more players, they'll come out strong at the start, but they get tired throughout the game. But since we're used to playing with only having one sub per guy, we just condition our bodies to last longer. So there's some positives that come out of it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's really great. I also wanted to ask you guys a little bit about, like, you know, we're talking about these games where it's like just one goal off and getting very, very close to starting to be a very competitive team. So I'd like to ask the two of you a little bit about speculations for the future, how you guys think the club is going to go, like what we can expect from the club in the next few years, what you're hoping for the club in the next few years.
So I mean, this year especially, I think the number one roadblock that we're having is the low amount of guys. While we're on the ice, we're improving our systems and constantly getting better skill wise. It's just, you can see guys are getting tired towards the end of the games, and getting tired leads to bad passes, bad shots, etc. But one thing about this year is we have a very young core to the team. A good chunk of the team is freshmen, and they are dedicated and going to play the rest of their time throughout college here. So knowing we have that good base, and then we constantly have people reaching out saying that they're looking to come play and apply for UC Santa Cruz, and if they're able to get in, they would love to be on the team. So it is really reassuring to know the future is strong for it. Now that we have this strong core, we're bringing in more guys than we're losing. I think it'll be really good. And the more awareness that we can spread of the club, I think the more support we can get would be absolutely amazing. I feel having this team is doing wonders for the sport, spreading it, sort of bringing it to an area hockey's not really known. I mean, like I said, that's how it was. I mean, I grew up in the desert, found out about hockey, fell in love with it. So if we're able to do that for the Santa Cruz community, that would be beautiful.
Yeah, and to add on to that, we've been going to recruitment camps the past year, and I've been going in Southern California, looking at all these high school players, telling them about Santa Cruz itself, telling them about the hockey program here. So that's been, like, bringing guys up. Some of the guys on the team this year I've met at recruitment camps down south in L.A. So there's definitely hope to build a big, solid team one day. And the other hope is just hopefully to have a rink in Santa Cruz one day, but again, to find a way to bring more people to San Jose, whether that be more players, meaning more vans to get to San Jose, or more fans that want to come watch the games. We're hoping to start more student-based activities. For example, we would like to put together a free skate where we invite all UCSD students to come out and we get an ice rink to ourselves. We can just skate and have fun on the rink and teach people how to skate maybe. We also would like to start sports in Santa Cruz. For example, bandy or floorball, which is like a Scandinavian street hockey game. We would love to get people interested in just playing here on Santa Cruz itself. And then other than that, getting people out to the games themselves would be awesome and for the future once we get the team built and a lot stronger.
Yeah, 100%. Well, it sounds like you guys are really working towards expanding the team and doing everything you can right now to try and make sure that ice hockey at Santa Cruz has a future. So props to you guys. That's really cool. You guys have anything else you'd like to add before we finish up the interview, or?
Nothing too much. We're just very grateful for all the support that we've gotten from our community members, from players' parents, just the fans, the school, the athletic department. We're very grateful for this. We would love to keep spreading awareness of the club, keep bringing in more recruitments, bringing fans out to the games. You can follow us on Instagram at Slugs Hockey, post the entire game schedule there. We got some very big stuff coming up, and I couldn't be more excited.
Yeah, and if you or anyone that you know is interested in joining a hockey team at UC Santa Cruz, please send them our way. Send them to the Instagram, send them to an email, or the sports club page has all that information. And we'd love to get in contact with you and have you come out and skate with us.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then one more time, what's that email that people can contact if they're interested in getting out to it?
Yeah, it's just going to be UCSCSlugsHockey@gmail.com. And like Jesper said, you can just look up the sport club's website. All the information's on there.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for talking with me today, you guys. Super excited to see what this year has in store for you guys.
Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Brock. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.